Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
We are to teach truth. Truth. Especially we'd better learn how to do it in our families. If they, the culture, the world, persecuted me, said Jesus, they will also persecute you. Want to sign up for the battle we're in? Get ready. Blood, sweat, tears to be persecuted.
The truth is, if you're going to fight the culture war, you have to count the cost. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young continues his message, How to Win the Culture War. You'll learn the price Christians will pay in fighting the culture war and why it's worth it. Stay with us. The Winning Walk is coming right up. Before we get to Dr. Young, you'd probably agree we're facing a real cultural problem these days. Political division and racial tensions have seldom been higher. That's why Dr. Young wants to help you stand firm in God's Word amidst the cultural battles we're facing by sending you his brand new 7-message series, Culture Clash. This series equips you to stand for truth in our culture and push back the darkness with the power of God's Word. We'll send you Culture Clash as thanks for your gift today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, How to Win the Culture War, Part 2.
Two problems that are very closely related. The problem of sin and the problem of death. How did he deal with sin? He lived a perfect life. And in that cosmic transaction, he took upon himself all of your sin and all of my sin and all of my shame and all of my garbage. He took that upon himself. And when he became sin, Jesus, who was perfect, became sin. What happened? The Father turned away from him. Divinity turned away from divinity. Can you think about that? Because Jesus took all of our stuff on him, and the Father turned away, and Jesus said, my God, why have you turned away? Why have you sold me out? Why have you forsaken me? What a big price. What a big price. But it's on that cross the sin problem was taken care of. It was taken care of for you and for me. Also, what about the problem of death? We know the story. We know Easter. Jesus, dead 3 days, 3 nights. The Father resurrected him. And now that perfect soul that he had was united with a resurrection body, a body that is made for eternity and for heaven. And so now the sin problem that we have and the death problem that we have is taken care of by Jesus Christ. What a fabulous, fabulous word we are to relate. A word of love, a word of new life. And we call it being born again. We call it the process of propitiation, if you want a theological word. It means that we have on our heaven suit and our earthly suit. It is a fabulous thing. The twin problems of sin and death were satisfied by Jesus Christ on the cross and with the resurrection. And that covers all of us. Now, this is speaking love. Now, how do we apprehend that? The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. What does it mean to believe? Exactly what I've said. Exactly what the Bible teaches. We believe, and what triggers that belief? That is our faith. When we're aware of our sin, we confess our sin, we repent, we turn away from our sin, and then faith, we receive him into our life. We unzip our heart and our life, and we put Jesus in, and he comes in with his Spirit, and in your life, in my life, there is a garden there in which we grow up to be men and women who walk with the Lord Jesus Christ in this broken culture. Man, that's a message. That's how we speak love. It's a fabulous thing, and that's the first thing we need to do in this broken world. We have to learn how to speak that language of the love of God for all humanity. That's the first step. What's the next thing we do? Not only to speak love, we have to teach truth. How do you teach truth? First of all, we'd better try to embody truth in our own life. Jesus says, I am the way. He says, I am truth. So we already are embodying him. How do we teach that truth? What's our problem? Why are we not teaching truth in our culture? It's because of sloth. Sloth. Boy, that surprises me. I thought sloth was being lazy. Now, one thing you can say about us in America, there are not many people that are lazy. Boy, we are going, we are blowing, we're doing. Sloth? There are 7 deadly classic sins, and one of them is sloth. And the classic definition of sloth is the loss of an appetite for God. You got that? And we're slothful with our own business. Boy, let's go, let's get up. Because we know there's that God-shaped vacuum in our heart. You can put anything in that God-shaped vacuum of this world and it'll never satisfy. You can't satisfy that vacuum with anything else. So we put a little thin shear over that God-shaped vacuum. And we don't get too close to it because we're busy, because we're filled up with recreation and fun, or whatever it is. We read, we study, we go, we watch, we move, we travel. See, we're trying to fill up this slothfulness in our heart because we're not living and we're not teaching truth. Pascal said, there are 3 kinds of people in the world. He said, there are those who seek and find. He said, they're reasonable and happy people. He said, those who seek and do not find, they are reasonable, but they're still unhappy. And he said, those who do not seek and do not find, that's the slothful group. They're not hot, they're not cold, they're just apathetic. He says, they're unreasonable and they're unhappy. But Pascal says, the second group will become the first group one day because Jesus says, if you seek, you'll find. Now, it's interesting that a lot of people think they're seeking God, but they're not finding God. You know, the problem usually is we seek him with some fine print. We're trying to make a deal with God. How about that? I've worked out this thing. I hear people say, oh, I've worked out my own deal with God. How foolish and stupid can you get? Dealing with the Almighty. Well, God, listen. We seek when we open up, when we're transparent, when we're truthful, when we can be seen through. That's what a true seeker does. And those who seek like that, they always find, and they're reasonable. They always get to be happy because we discover when we seek and when we find God, we discover all the time he'd been really seeking you and seeking me. Seeking you and seeking me. We are to teach truth. Truth. Especially we'd better learn how to do it in our families. In our families, our sons and our daughters. We'd better learn how to teach truth there. In a Seattle newspaper in the last couple of weeks. An English professor who teaches at Northwestern University, I think it's in Evanston, Illinois, wrote an op-ed article. And this professor said, I'm a humanist, I'm a secularist. Basically, he was saying, I'm godless. But he says, we see it all the time up here. He said, parents will take their children and they'll unpack their children, get them in their dorms, and they'll hug and they'll cry and they'll get in their vehicle and they'll drive off. And then, this is what he said, then those kids are mine. He said, then we've got them. In the article, 4 years. And what happens in that 4 years? A breakdown of any understanding of God, of conservatism, of morality, as they are invaded with all kind of wild, pluralistic ideologies. And so many times our children come back after we paid $40,000, $50,000 a year for their education, they come back empty and godless. He said, then they're mine. We had better teach truth. Speak love, teach truth. The third thing we need to do, we have to live pure. Boy, that's a good one. Anybody here want to see God? Would you like to really see God, see him in the flesh, see him literally? How do you do it? I have in my hands something called a life straw. Has anybody ever seen one of these before? Lift your hand. A life straw. Two or three people. Okay. Probably more than that. I've never seen one. A life straw is an amazing thing. Every year, between 5 and 6 million people on this earth die because they have drunk water that was not pure, contaminated water, all kinds of contaminants. Between 5 and 6 million die. 2.5 to 3 million children die every year from drinking contaminated water. This little thing right here, you could put it in contaminated water, whatever it is, and you can suck through it, and this purifies that water until it's safe to drink. Isn't that an amazing little thing? Amazing little thing? Now, in the culture in which we live, that is so polluted, disease-filled, wouldn't it be wonderful if you and I somehow could purify our lives and drink water like Jesus offered to the woman at the well that's pure, where you wouldn't have to be thirsty again? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do that? How do we do that? I'll tell you how you do it. You wake up in the morning with the Lord Jesus Christ. You go to bed at night with the Lord Jesus Christ. The little chorus said, in the morning I see his face. In the evening he is for my trace. In the darkness, oh, his voice I know. I see Jesus everywhere I go. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's the kind of life we need to live. Now, I got to this point in my preparation, and I said, you know, anybody who speaks love, teaches truth, and lives pure, man, that's the kind of person we want our sons and daughters to marry. That's the kind of person we want to work for. That's the kind of person we'd like to work for. That's the kind of person we think would make a tremendous difference in our culture. We're going to seek out people. We want to be with people. We want to have friends with people. Who in the world could find anything wrong with somebody who genuinely, man, speaks love and teaches truth and lives a pure, clean, moral life? Boy, wouldn't that be something? Boy, that would really change everything. The whole culture would applaud us. Wrong. Wrong. That kind of life is swimming counterstream of the culture in which we find ourselves, because America is not just post-Christian. America now is anti-Christian. If you haven't picked that up, welcome back from Mars. You say, well, how do you know that? Did Jesus speak love? Did Jesus teach truth? Did Jesus live pure? What in the world happened to him? You see, on that Passover experience, the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of Israel, and by the way, Israel by far was the most godly nation on the earth in the days of Jesus, period. No nation was more godly. They knew about sin. They had the sacrificial system. They knew about the miraculous leadership in their life. They knew they were called by God. They were the most godly people on earth, and they lived in their theocracy by the principles of the Old Testament, interpreted with the Mishnah, et cetera. That's how they lived. That's how the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin, operated. But did you know Jesus, who lived the kind of life we're talking about? The Supreme Court somehow, I guess it was postmodernism way back there in the first century, found him guilty. Right? You know the Bible a little bit? Found him guilty. Supreme Court. Reinterpreted the law. Well, on top of that, the president would be Pilate, who the commander-in-chief represented Rome. Pilate found no problem with him. He said, this is an innocent man. But Pilate had pressure from Rome and pressure from the Jewish leadership. And Pilate said, well, you know, I hand him over. Pressure. What about the people? Well, on Sunday, when Jesus came in riding on the donkey on Palm Sunday, man, they waved palm branches. And they said, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. This may be the Messiah. Hosanna. That was on Sunday. To show how divided the people were in Israel, on Thursday, they said, crucify him, crucify. Sunday, Hosanna. Thursday, crucify. The division we see of the people represented today by our own House and Senate. Divided. Not a perfect parallel, but I think we see it. I think we see it. Speak love. Teach truth. Live pure. And ladies and gentlemen, blood, sweat, and tears will begin to battle in our cultural war. And guess what? Jesus told us ever so clearly. John chapter 15, Jesus is speaking. Listen to this. Jesus says, if the world, the culture, hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the culture would love its own. Yet because you are not of the culture, countercultural lifestyle, but I chose you out of the culture, therefore, the culture hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they, the culture, the world, persecuted me, said Jesus, they will also persecute you. Want to sign up for the battle we're in? Get ready, blood, sweat, tears, to be persecuted.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Young is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard.
Well, Dr. Young, in this battle for the heart and soul and mind of America, can you offer our listeners advice on how to speak love and teach truth and live purely?
Absolutely. I just got through doing that in a sermon that I just proclaimed, but it's basic. As Christians, we are to simply teach, live, practice, love. And that's where we begin. That's telling the wonderful story of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. We call it being born again. We call it being saved. We call it having a new life, being a new creation. We call it entering the kingdom of God and entering the kingdom of heaven. It means that we are to speak love to everybody. That is a basic fundamental thing we are to do to fulfill the Great Commission. And then we're not only to speak love, we are to teach truth. And I love what the guy said. He said, you know, a lie can run around the world 10 times before truth can put on its tennis shoes. And I think that's true. Truth is on the cross today as it was when Jesus was crucified. So we must speak truth, teach truth, live truth. And that's going to be a challenge for all of us in a postmodern world, because the postmoderns say truth is whatever it is to you, what it is to me, however I want to interpret life. So we have to teach ourselves, live it, our children, our family, our associates, the basic fundamentals of true truth, which of course is living up the Ten Commandments. Of course, it's walking with God. Of course, it's asking the Holy Spirit to help us to live up to all of those wonderful Beatitudes. Teach truth, practice truth, live truth. And finally, we must live pure. The Bible says, the words of Jesus, blessed are the pure in heart. That means our motivations, our thoughts. The pure in heart, guess what? They see God. If you want to see God, live a life of purity. And it's a daily thing. In the morning, in the evening, at night, we begin to see the Lord everywhere we go. His Spirit of truth lives in us. Christ lives in us. And therefore, we can live out purity. If we want to make a difference and be countercultural in a world that's going in the wrong direction, this is where we begin. You begin with yourself, I'll begin with myself. And when you and I begin to speak love, and we teach truth, and we live pure, we'll be taking a winning walk upstream in the name of the Lord God Almighty, and we'll be living a countercultural life that the Lord will honor, the Lord will protect, and the Lord will use to bring revival and renewal in the 21st century.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has encouraged you in your winning walk with Christ. And we'd love to equip you even more by sending you Dr. Young's brand new 7-message series, Culture Clash. There's no doubt we're facing a culture war these days, but as Dr. Young shares in this series, instead of laying low, God is calling you to push back the darkness with the truth of His Word. Find out how when you get a copy of Culture Clash. Our thanks for your gift today to help keep this program strong and broadcasting all over the world. So call now to give and request your copy of Culture Clash. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for tuning in today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Ed Young shares proven truth to help you trust God in every circumstance.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353. That's Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353.